DJs, events and festivals need to change to survive in the digital world. At least that's how Dennis Roeland feels about it. The spam-like and loud-mouthed behavior online should be replaced by data and a smart strategy. Hi Dennis, welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
You did write a book, EDM and the Digital Domain, and the subtitle is Why DJs, Festival and Events Have to Change. Why do they have to change?
Well, it's a quite bold statement, actually, after two decades of festival organizations. But I saw that the value proposition of organizations actually changed because in Holland, a lot of organizations put their business around their revenue streams. However, the value proposition in the digital domain is how you retain connections with your fans. Yeah. Which is a complete different ballgame.
But we always did it that way, because that's where we gain the money.
Some sort of, you know. Well, to be honest, you know, I used to work almost two decades for the largest event organization in Holland. And, well, we weren't that connected in that time with fans, you know. We make up an event, then we put up a marketing campaign shouting on the traditional channels of radio, television, and even in print and outdoor. And we're saying like, okay, this is how you fend, buy our tickets.
Yeah.
Well, that's not a connection.
No, it isn't, but... Why did it stop to work? Because it's worked for decades.
Well, you know, there is a lot of confidence in the festival market. For example, in Holland, we have about 1,000 events, which I'm continuously monitoring at the moment.
Only in Holland?
Only in Holland, yeah. So the market is full. Mm-hmm. It's really like, you know, there's like... When you have a bucket, it's full. Yeah. You know, even it floats over a bit. Or so there's not really room, you know, for a new festival.
And so you need to make a difference.
You need to make a difference. And the difference you make is actually by listening to possible fans or possible prospects, what they want, how they see their lineup, how they see the production, etc., etc.
But how do you do that in practice? I'm organizing an event. What should I do?
Well, you first, of course, you determine your goal of your event. And when your goal of your event is like discovering music, for example, well, when you're asked, for example, here in Belgium, who you want to like to see in the Sportpaleis in Antwerp, probably everybody say like Dimitri Vegas and Like Mike.
Yeah.
However, when your goal is like music discovery, then you should really look into the conversation on social media, which is going about new artists, you know, new music, new genres, etc., etc.
So it's not just asking, well, dear followers, what do you want to hear on my event?
No, that's the simple question, of course. But we all know that when you ask a mass audience like what they really want, then you always see the followers. You know, you see the big artists, etc., etc. What I said, if the goal is like music discovery, then you should look further. You know, which new artists besides Dimitri Vegas or like Mike do you want to see on stage, for example?
So it the industry is actually changing, because before you had the organizer who organized the event. He had a good feeling of what his audience wants. He made the decisions for the lineup. He planned the events and sold as many tickets as possible. But now it has to come from the audience itself.
Yeah, these days, actually, artists or DJs or bands actually have their own, like, you know, complete digital ecosystem of their website, their app, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, SoundCloud, you know, whatever they make up, Spotify. Yeah. And you really see, you know, what's going on with them. They started without, you know, any connections with a programmer of a festival. So, and that pops up from nowhere. You know, each artist starts at the moment at his attic or at his bedroom with, you know, his own digital ecosystem, and you see it's popping up. Yep. So even when you're a programmer and you're well connected through booking agencies or whatever, you don't find the new artist.
Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. But if we look at how most events are using social media, it still is... a screamy broadcasting of their message and not a real dialogue. How can we change that?
Well, first of all, you know, when your company is, you know, more than 5 years old, mm-hmm. is still used to do the marketing top down.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, like I said, you know, you plan your lineup, you plan your production, you plan your date, your location, mm-hmm. well, and shout, you know, on the old-fashioned way through traditional channels, and on social media or internet, yeah, you know, like, okay, buy my tickets.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to it, and as long as you sell tickets, you know, you don't find the blind spot because you feel like, oh, I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
However, you see things changing at the moment, like the confidence in the market, you know, is asking and is demanding actually from organizations to change now.
Are there already big events who dared to change their approach?
They do. You know, there are a couple of events in Holland, which I know. For example, the Music Discovery Services 22 Tracks is also known probably here in Belgium, in Brussels, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You see that they are using their data, actually, to put artists on their stages on 22 Fest, for example.
Okay. And there is, of course, like I mentioned in the beginning of the interview, the book. It's downloadable for free on your website. What's the link to it?
The link is edmandthedigitaldomain.com. There you can find the book and you can download it for free.
Okay, Dennis, thank you very much for coming over.
You're welcome.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next time.